Who is your role model? When I was in third grade, I had a teacher named Miss Provost. She was the sweetest person, but firm. She was kind and always helped me in whatever way she could, even down to helping to pay my tuition and buying me a school sweater. She was fun, creative, and smart. I also thought she was pretty. And for some strange reason, I admired her because she wore braces. I think because I always wanted braces, a broken arm, and a jerry curl, but that's another book. I understood her body language and felt as if I could read her mind. That's how much I studied her. Her teaching methods mesmerized me. I never wanted to miss a day of school because I wanted to see what new and exciting things she would introduce that day. I also wanted to see what clothes she would wear. Although there were other students in class, she made me feel like I was the only one there. When she had to step out of the class, sometimes she would leave me in charge, and man, oh man, I would instantly become her. It was something about standing in front of the class, writing on the board, and assisting other students that made me feel so comfortable and happy. I knew right away that I had to have my very own classroom one day. I wanted to be a teacher. I wanted to be just like Miss Provost. Is there anyone in your life who serves as a mentor or a role model for you? Maybe it's someone on television or a member of your church, a family member, or someone you have admired from afar. Have they set examples for you to follow that would lead you on the path of becoming a superstar? Michael Jackson had James Brown. Walter Pearson had E.E. Cleveland. Joshua had Moses, and Ebony Holland had Marjorie Provost. Find yourself a Miss Provost, or better yet, be a Miss Provost to someone else today.